Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Whether you're tuning in from Bishop, Mammoth, or somewhere beyond, we've got the news that matters. The weather you are probably already outside enjoying, and just enough wit to keep you from switching to cat videos. Today, we're talking about iconic events making a comeback, local leaders getting wildfire ready, mental health awareness taking center stage, and yes, spring skiing is still a thing. So buckle up, or at least zip up your windbreaker. And before we dive in, shout out to today's sponsor, Faultline 395. Bold threads for bold minds. If your t-shirt doesn't make a statement, I mean, are you even trying? Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and smash that like button gently. And follow Eastern Sierra now on all the socials for the latest updates, events, and occasional mule content. Speaking of that, we are giving a giveaway for Faultline 395. Who doesn't like mountains and beer? Am I right? This is one of their most popular selling shirts. We are giving it away exclusively here on Eastern Sierra Now. How do you win this shirt, might you ask? Just leave a comment below the video. You need to tag two friends and say, I love mountains and beer. That's all you got to do. We'll put them all together, put them in a randomizer, and who knows, you might be the lucky winner. We'll call it next Monday. Be ready for that. So get on it. Let's get to the news. The Mule Day celebration is trotting back into Bishop for its 55th year this week, running over Memorial Day weekend, known as the unofficial start of summer in the Eastern Sierra. The event began in 1970 during a particularly snowy year and has grown into a nationally recognized tribute to the hardworking mule. Attendees can expect a six-day lineup of events, including mule shows, parades, pack string competitions, concerts, and vendors. With thousands of visitors expected, it's not just a local tradition, it's a major tourism driver for the region. And don't forget to stop by the live saddle making demonstration to purchase tickets for a chance to win a saddle on Sunday. The Mono County Board of Supervisors has officially proclaimed May as National Wildfire Awareness Month, aligning with a broader push across California and the Western U.S. The resolution emphasizes the importance of personal responsibility and community preparation ahead of the wildfire season. With prolonged drought conditions and rising temperatures, officials are urging residents to clear defensible space, have emergency plans in place, and stay informed through local alerts and resources. The county aims to build awareness, foster resilience, and support emergency services through education and proactive engagement. Remember that this is the time to come together as a community to reduce the risk of property loss and casualties in the event of a wildfire. Are you looking for something that's equal parts stylish, thought-provoking, and unapologetically Eastern Sierra? Then you need to check out Faultline 395, baby. This locally rooted brand isn't just about t-shirts and hats. It's about starting conversations, shifting perspectives, and representing life along the fault line, literally and figuratively. So if you like your clothes with a side of meaning and your message with a bit of grit, head over to faultline395.com and join the movement. Be bold, be local, be on the fault line. And remember, comment below, tag two friends, say, I love mountains and beer. That will enter you into the contest to win the shirt. May marks Mental Health Awareness Month, a national observance dedicated to increasing awareness around mental health issues and encouraging open conversations. Across the Eastern Sierra, local agencies and community organizations are using this month to highlight resources, reduce stigma, and promote access to care. Inyo County Health and Human Services will be hosting an informational awareness walk on May 28th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Bishop City Park. With mental health challenges affecting one in five adults in the U.S., the campaign encourages people to prioritize well-being, support one another, and seek help when needed. Hey, are you tired of hearing news after your neighbor already knows it? Don't worry, we've got your back. Subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now email list and get the latest headlines, events, and local updates delivered straight to your inbox. No fluff, no spam, just the stuff you actually care about. It's like having a tiny, trustworthy news team living in your email. And they never show up late. Sign up at EasternSierraNow.com and stay ahead of the curve before your neighbor gets there first. It's time to look at the upcoming events here in the Eastern Sierra. First up, Eastern Sierra Land Trust is hosting a happy hour event today starting at 4:30 p.m. This event is open to everyone, so stop by anytime during the event to learn more about conservation efforts in the area. C5 Art Studio will be hosting a calligraphy class for beginners tonight starting at 5:30 p.m. Start by learning to make your own calligraphy pen before practicing a variety of basic techniques and fonts. Tomorrow, the Mammoth Lakes Restaurant Association will be hosting a mixer event at the Harmony Brazilian Steakhouse starting at 3 p.m. The town manager, Rob Patterson, will be in attendance. Also, tomorrow, Outbound Mammoth will be hosting Mammoth Sauna Co. for their weekly Tranquil Thursday event starting at 4 p.m. Lastly, C5 Art Studios will be hosting their Folk Around and Find Out open mic event tomorrow starting at 6:30 p.m. As always, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for more information on local events like these, or just download the mobile app. It's the easiest way. We're keeping this week going with Bluebird Skies, a base depth holding strong at 55 inches, 78 trails begging for your turns, and 7 lifts spinning. The snow's soft, the vibes are high, and Mambo is serving up smooth lines like it's still February. Light winds mean your chairlift selfies will be flawless. Don't forget, circle this Friday, May 23rd. That's the launch of Summer Activities opening weekend. You've got to try the Mammoth Trifecta, ski, bike, and golf all in one glorious day. Bragging rights included. Sunscreen up and send it out. Look, you love what you hear on Eastern Sierra Now. You want to help keep independent local news alive, weird and wonderful? Support us on Patreon. Your monthly support helps us report the stories that matter, cover community events, and keep bringing your witty weather, local sports, and mule-related mayhem. Even a few bucks a month makes a huge difference. Plus, you get access to behind-the-scenes content, exclusive extras, and our eternal gratitude. Visit patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and help us keep doing what we do for the Eastern Sierra. By the Eastern Sierra. All right, let's take a look at the sports scene, proudly sponsored by Back Alley Bull and Grill, where strikes happen on the lanes and on the grill. Now stepping up to the plate, our final Bishop Broncos varsity softball recap of the season. And yes, it's a curveball. Yesterday, the Bishop Broncos hosted Roosevelt High in the second round of the playoffs for 5 solid innings. It was a nail-biter. The Broncos trailed by just 1 run, 2-3, and fans were holding on to their nachos and hope. But then came the top of the sixth. The Broncos gave up 7 runs in the sixth and 5 more in the seventh, ultimately falling 15-3. Sienna Fuller pitched the entire game, showing grit in the circle, striking out 4, walking 3, and giving up 10 hits. She also brought the heat at the plate, going 2-for-2 with a double, a walk, and a run scored. Despite the final score, it was a season filled with hustle, heart, and highlight reel worthy plays. The coaching staff gives a big shout out to the team for their dedication and to the fans and families who showed up, cheered loud, and kept the snack bar in business. We usually hear from Bishop Union High, shout out to the Broncos, but to all the other Eastern Sierra schools, we're ready to cover your games too. Baseball, track, tiddlywinks, we'll report on it. We're getting into the summer. Make it your plan, the beginning of the school year. Let's get with everybody, man. Just send us the info. The school year may be winding down, but it's the perfect time to plan with us for the fall. And remember, whether you win big or walk off the field with a bruised ego or elbow, there's always a lane open and a burger waiting at Back Alley Bull and Grill, where post-game therapy comes with fries. That's your sports report. Now, go hit something, preferably with pins. And before we go, let's take a quick look at the weather. Bishop is basking in classic Eastern Sierra sunshine this week, with temperatures soaring into the low 90s today. And tomorrow, it's the perfect time to enjoy early morning hikes or late evening strolls. By Friday, temperatures will slightly dip to the upper 80s, offering a brief respite from the heat. Evenings remain comfortably cool, with lows in the upper 40s and low 50s, making it ideal for some backyard stargazing. Up in Mammoth Lake, spring is in full swing. Today, bring home temperatures with highs in the 60s and plenty of sunshine, perfect for outdoor adventures. Thursday and Friday, we'll see a slight dip in temperatures to the mid to low 60s, accompanied by breezy conditions, especially in the afternoons. Nights remain chilly, with lows hovering around the mid-30s, so keep that extra layer handy for evening activities. You know, whether you're soaking up the sun in Bishop or enjoying the crisp mountain air in Mammoth Lakes, the Eastern Sierra is serving up a delightful mix of spring weather this week. Stay hydrated, wear your sunscreen, and make the most of these beautiful days ahead. And that's it for today's ride through the Eastern Sierra newscape. Short, sharp, and possibly more informative than your last group chat. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Faultline 395. They're doing more than making cool clothes. They're making a statement. Check them out at faultline395.com. And remember, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on social media, and if you got a story tip, an event, or a team you want covered, we're all ears and inboxes. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now, where the views are stunning and the news is locally grown. See you next time.